You know, I was on the highway, I was very rebellious, I was also thinking I know, but I didn't think that I know with thinking I know. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Yes? It's just always funny once you speak certain things you think you know, and it is true, but still you know that you don't really know. It's funny, you know? You know what I'm saying? So, come on, just, it is the last satsang. So to liberate this wrong vision, to know whom I am, you are still in a wrong vision. You are born in the realm of boundary, this body-mind organism. It is still so kind of dominant, you understand? We have to be honest, we can't just be the spiritual best and say it's just Maya. It is not. You can't exclude it. Ultimately, it is source. You can't exclude this play of Lila. You know what I'm saying? So what you see, I call the play of Lila. Enlightened, you, what you can see yourself reflected in nature. There's silence, there's peace, there's beauty, there's pure intelligence overflowing. Love is triggered. Humor, the animals, the children, I don't know, the people, they're really a big joke. They're annoying, in fact. slowly they become more a laughter, right? Rather annoying, right? So it is, you reflected in that lila, but still you have to come to know whom I am. You still, so this is the play of lila. So what is the win and lose game is the game of samsara. When mind is in the wrong vision, even if you know who you are not in the right vision. That's why people keep on practicing. They do not really know. In intensive satsang, the first 4 days, depends how big the coconuts are, call them coconut. They need to be cracked. Because they're, they don't can see the power of mind, you know. They're just so deluded and think, I know. But they come here, they can hear Tulano. They're ready, okay, hit me, and come to the radical Zen master, they say, yes, I'm a coconut, please crack me, yes. So we have a lot of fun with that, yes. There's a lot of laughter as well. But then, to know who you are, you need to take care of this beloved servant's mind who is still in the wrong vision. You know, you have collected ideas. And you have ideas about love, this duality thing, and there's so many how and this and that. So we go through investigation, through many investigation, to liberate this mind for you to see with your own authority. It is not contemplating. I have made some, through meditation I came to know beyond understanding. I just could see being with Osho, being with the ashram, being on the highway, I could see a lot of provocation. And I could see this is what I want to be free of. I never thought about enlightenment. I had enough of this. I had enough of that. But I seem to ditch. I keep on ditching here. And I just always, from the passive, through meditation, I could more and more see what is the root of ditching in certain ditches and move to the wrong vision and get in a mess. You follow what I'm saying? So I could see it again. And so I have created. This was a process I didn't think of enlightenment. I want to just purify myself in a different way than therapists think or anyone thinks. This is just meditation, is so clear. So I was very alert about ditch and could see very clear the very root of many different, in different ways, which takes care of all these things you're so busy every day. This mind is busy. Where you, it's not helping you already all that what you try to become. It is not this how many times you have heard. And there you still suffer. Okay, thank you so much. You know, you understand. Suffering is not your nature. It is not your nature. You know. So this is to liberate this mind. Liberation means freeing. So mind in rest is included to go through investigation for you to come to know from the very root what is true. And once you can see mind in rest, not separate from that recognition, once you really can see, and I am there to sit here to be very alert that you not go in your imagination. I can see, you can see. This is the role I play, that you do not get any knowledge. You follow what I'm saying? That you really can recognize. These are many awakenings, and mostly there is laughter or tears involved with that. And this is how this mind is liberated. Once you have seen from the very root, so much naturally is removed with that. It's just like, I have to take again this example, with the earth is round. We were thinking somewhere, we think this is the wrong vision, the earth is flat, you know, and whatever is attached to it, you are afraid to work out. In the night time, you may fall off the plate, basically, you understand. So you come to know the earth is round and say, oh my God, this is great. So you will no more think back how it was when you thought the earth is flat. So I have many investigations, and going through all this investigation, mind and rest not separate from going through the investigation, will come to know, it will be liberated by that. And with that, naturally, going through the investigation and recognizing the very root, you naturally move into the right vision. Into the right vision. And this is never be done. You just simply in the right vision. You follow what I'm saying? There's nothing anymore to practice. So I say to you, for myself, the liberation of mind, for myself, this is when the last little bit, I had no idea. This is, I told you, on the path, knowing who am I, but I could see these ditches, this provocation. This is all not having a plan to be enlightened or anything. This is nuisances, you know. I want to move out. These are all nuisances. I don't want to be part of it. I don't like it. And how I ditch, how I keep on ditching, how this is the wrong vision, still being in the wrong vision. You follow what I'm saying? So this is how this investigation has been created. This was my path without thinking of enlightenment. So to know who am I never thought a single moment is enlightenment. Only if mind was this coming to know this ditches how to move out, seeing the very root of all many, till it was to a point when it was complete. There was a last little thing. I didn't know it was the last little thing. I was not bothered with it. I was fine. I never think of enlightenment. This is only for Osho anyhow, right? You know, so I was not. I was so fine with meditation to know whom I and Naya. I'm working. I don't want these ditches anymore. I hate them. I don't want to bath. I worked naturally on that, you know. This. No mind with passive, you know, naturally. So the last thing was gone. This is when I was sitting there, I was painting, not doing anything. I didn't want to create anything. I was just painting, listening to music, in the passive, you know, notice, not so notice, also some entertainment. You know how it works, this body-mind organism. The last single wondering was so-called answered. I didn't know it was the last, but when I could see, I didn't even notice I was so wondering. It was not annoying or anything, just something a little bit wondering about it. So when that was answered, in that instant, it was a surprise. I thought, my God, this is the last thing I needed to know I was looking for, and now it is all over. And it is all over. I never expect it could be over. It was just as if everything falls into its place like puzzles, into perfection, and the lines are disappearing, and it's all over. There is no wandering, no quest. I could just take off my robe, I don't know what. You follow what I'm saying? And then there, in that moment, I could recognize what enlightenment is. I had no idea. There, I could recognize what enlightenment is. It doesn't look like anything, but that was complete, and there I could recognize what enlightenment is. And then there as well I could see, oh my God, also I could see what I was looking for. I never knew actually what I was looking for. I call myself a seeker. People starting talk telling me I'm a seeker, okay, or I'm a disciple, or of surely I'm for truth, you know. I don't know if I was seeking something, but when this, basically I can also see the drop or the puzzle all fall into perfection and the lines that disappear, and I could recognize what enlightenment is, which has nothing to do whatever I thought about it or imagined or understood. You know, I would not have to ask anyone. Anyone would recognize this to be enlightenment. It can't be otherwise for anyone else. And I knew, and I could see the first time what I was looking for. I didn't know it the whole path. I didn't know what I was looking for. This is what I was looking for. And then I also knew with that everybody is looking for that, what else they would look for. And for that, this is what happened from here to there. There could be a date for that. But I did not decide to write a date. I know only the year. Because, I don't know, you know, these masters, these Buddhas, they have this... Yeah, I could have... I looked at the watch. It's true, yes. So this is what I share. I say the liberation of mind. This is what enlightenment is. Then there recognition is possible. And if you go to intensive satsang, even if it is not complete, you more and more smile, you more and more can see what is all about enlightenment. It is not what you imagine or so on. You follow what I'm saying? So it is possible to liberate that mind. Of course, you need to have a certain maturity. You have to try first so-called the impossible. It starts with understanding, and you try to do things. You have to, because if you don't do so, this mind has to see, because this mind has to think I can do and have to do, and then needs to learn I can't do, and la la la. And then you start to meditate, and this mind starts to come to know that there is something greater than thoughts. This mind can come to know it's not your enemy. There is something greater than my thoughts. When I'm in holiday, that there is the true knowing. Mind can know. So who say mind is in any way your enemy? Mind longs for liberation. To a certain point, longs for liberation. Who? How you can in the end separate this body-mind organism? How you can? It is... You, as a human, you are
incarnated.
Yeah, source, incarnated as a human, the highest developed mind potentiality to awaken, to come to know source. Source wants to come to know itself. Mm-hmm. Through appearance. What is wrong with that? Why you want to call it Maya? Why you want to put it down with Maya? You follow, it is the entrance. You only put it down because you think this body has to die. Oh, I'm not this body. It is all just Maya. Yes, it is Maya. It's good. You have to hear so. It is not permanent. But it is your reflection. It is your beauty. It is not just consciousness, awareness. I don't know what you have collected in your mind and nothingness. And bullshit. With your logical conclusion, this creativity of mind, you know, is limited towards understanding and logic. And this mind can only end up with nothing, because nothing is logic, isn't it? Yeah, and this is your understanding, a frustrated enlightenment, disillusioned. Yeah, disillusioned enlightenment. I call it intellectual enlightenment. It is not that disillusion. It is not frustrating to be enlightened, to awakened. You understand? It is not. So, okay, this is what I can say, what I'm doing in the last satsang. And then, first days to investigate whom I was, that you come to know very clearly how this creativity of mind is functioning. It is very clear for you. And soon you will start listening totally different to Dolano than how you usually listen to any masters. You listen different. You listen different. Naturally listen different. And then we go through this investigation to help this liberate this mind. This intensive satsang is perfect. I have seen the very root of some places, and everything is attached to that. And you have seen that, anything else goes with it, away. It becomes powerless, disappears. So there is not anything to integrate or anything. You have seen the truth, there is nothing to integrate. Which, if you come to know the earth is round, you will not have to integrate, right? So there is nothing to integrate. It is just removed. So but you need to see it, and it takes some time, effort to see it. It takes a doing, a seeing. This is the last effort, the last satsang is the last effort to recognize what is true. I help you to recognize, and not having an intellectual stupid understanding. You have you each investigation, it is an awakening. You follow, and then so once we went through all the investigation, then we have question answers. Only then we start. I start to answer question, and then when I answer question, it is no more Dolano knows and you do not know. You are, you know who you are. You are in the right vision, and whatever I say, you can see for yourself this to be true. You follow what I'm saying? It is just fastening up some little wandering in the mind, because I say to you, this has to go away, this wandering. You understand? Mm-hmm. So this is, in the question answer, I complete certain things. So it is takes a whole month and a lot of listening. So this is about the last satsang. So I invite people who are ready, who truly want to wake up and for the end of the path. It is possible because it is your nature, it is never becoming. But these are only hints, it is not a becoming. It is a hint. It doesn't mean that we don't need to do something. So this last satsang, it is the last effort you make. You have done many efforts. You have done not to do. You understand? You have done not to do. Yes? Yes, you're still busy with effortless efforts, right? And I'm almost enlightened, or I am enlightened. Yeah, if you're enlightened, don't even ask, don't come to Dolano. I can't help you if you're enlightened, sorry. I can't help you. You follow what I'm saying? So, now you can ask question.
So where does the confusion of the mind come from? You say liberating the mind, get the right vision. So how does the confusion come into being, and how is it resolved finally? Can you elaborate on that?
Okay, one? I can tell you how it come, because you can also relate to it, but I will not tell you how it's going to be different that what how to liberate this mind, it is different how the logic thinks to be free. Yes, that's why it is also so important that you come to do meditation. You don't need to sit in meditation for hours and hours and for years and years. You have just to get the message of meditation. This is all. And I think if you listen to the open satsang, people write me that they seem to more and more get clearly what is it all about meditation. You have just to get the device of it and see what it points you to. You just sit there, it was more like a scientist, rather a disciple who desires and wish. So this is the root. Then it's so easy to go through investigation for yourself to see with your own authority what is true. You understand? This is, so you can come to know meditation quite in a short time. Even if you're in love with nature, you know meditation, come to know already meditation to be in love with nature, with sitting quiet somewhere in nature. You know in a way already. So I do also accept often people who are in love with nature. They know meditation, yes. So how it come, this wrong vision, is because you're in the realm of appearance. Even you know, mostly you don't know, till now nobody who came to me truly has come to know consciously whom I, there is not, there is a so what with that. You understand? Because understand, anyone can understand. You have to notice the relief. And you lean back, and there is a difference to know and not to know. There is a difference, you know what I'm saying? There is an awakening. You have to see that there is an awakening. Otherwise, you do not have come to know who you are. And with that, immediately I take care of this mind, because this mind is still in a duality vision. There are so many things. You are struggling with emotions, even, you understand? It's difficult to me to say, because I have forgotten. People write to me what they are struggling with. I can take care of all these things, so-called identifications, with identification, with your relationship, with your idea about love, with your little war going on, a lot of active thoughts you have, where you disagree with about what is going on. This war in your mind needs to disappear. It's your wrong vision. You are still part of the war, you follow what I'm saying? So long this creativity of mind isn't a wrong vision, you're still part of what is going on that planet, what is going on with war and cruelty. I say to you, it is not, everything is not God, I say. This, what is so-called going on that planet, which is violence and cruel, and killing and raping children and hurting animals, and I don't know what is going on, and cruelty. This is this non-liberated mind. You follow what I'm saying? This is not the play of Lila. This is not source. It is not your nature. It is the non-liberated mind. You follow what I'm saying? So it is not God. Your nature is goodness itself, pure intelligence, source. It is God. Goodness itself, there's nothing cruel about you, nothing stupid, no schizophrenic, you're purely God, goodness itself. But what is cruel and part of this violence, what is going on, it is, I say, this is not that simple, everything is God and everything is just right and perfect, blah, 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 blue. No, this is this non-liberated mind. Source, incarnated as a human, makes the effort to come to know itself by itself, but is born ignorant because has the potentiality to come to know. Am I ignorant with appearance as well? First as a baby, innocent, purely God, but this is ignorance because you have the potentiality to awaken. As a human, you are ignorant as a baby because you have to come to consciously, you can wake up. And then you, not knowing, is divine, because you have come to know. As a baby, it's ignorance. It is not knowing. You understand? You can have sex, I do not know, I do not know, I do not know, I do not know, this is, I don't know. Ignorance. You understand what I'm saying? So, incarnated as a human, source makes the effort as a human to awaken, to see itself reflected in that play of Lila in its pure health. This is the effort. There is no reason for that. I don't question that. It is my nature. I can't be otherwise than be on the path, official on the path. I never decided that. I could not be otherwise. You understand? I could not do otherwise. It is makes you human. And this is the effort of source. You can't just call it Maya, you know what I'm saying? The appearance. Only because it is not eternal. If you just want to call it Maya, then you see yourself as an appearance. This is me, as if I have never existed in the first place and it has never happened. This is being identified with that, but your source as a reflection, the beauty, you are reflected. Why you want to call that Maya, once you know who you are, you follow what I'm saying? And it's pure health. Innocence, the flowers, the beauty seen through you. This is what source, once you know who you are, you can say, yes, this is what I want, and you are source. You follow what I'm saying? So this is beyond physics. This is, I love physics, I love it. But there is something is missing with physics. They have to ask themselves, who am I? They have to come to know there are things can be known which is beyond understanding. It is known. It is known with the third eye, not with the two eyes. You see, with the two eyes you see what you can touch. With the two eyes I can see you, I can see what I can touch, the boundaries, with the two eyes. But with the third eye, you can see what can't be seen, but you can see. And this is what knowing is, you follow what I'm saying? And it's beyond understanding. And this doesn't mean that it is not scientific. So this physics, they do not know that path. That's why they end up with zero. It is not zero, you follow what I'm saying? As a human, you awakened, and nothing is not nothing, you understand? You follow what I'm saying? This is only the understanding, frustrating enlightenment. So this creativity of mind is just simply in the boundary vision. What is needed? A turn, a shift. And it's naturally happened through going through investigation in the intensive satsang that you're naturally going to be in the right vision. There's nothing to practice or even think of it. You can't be otherwise. It is then it is your nature, but it is all what it's just all what is seems to cover it. Is gone. Mind liberated is no more separate from pure intelligence, from source. It is all removed, you understand. It's pure source, goodness itself. And it is very useful for source to be creative, to play in the garden, to be playful. From source, because source itself is silence eternal. So it has a vehicle to be playful for no reason. So why you have to have reason and calling and need to call it Maya? You call it Maya because you need to have reason, right? A reasonless play, then it doesn't need to be Maya. No, this body will die and come to know who you are. And appreciate your reflection so long it's there. Be playful in that lila. Don't put it down, you understand? You need to disappear as a separate entity. This you needs to disappear. You have to come to know who you are. Then you and liberate this mind. Then you are in that right vision. So I think this is so far cleared, huh? I think I have cleared the question as well. Yeah.